K-Rock 955.
Dude, it's...
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben. No conditions apply. Oh, wait. Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits.
Mate, great to see you back here. I can't believe you actually showed up on time this week to do the podcast.
Great to see you doing you, mate.
Why are you so early today? Normally I'm waiting around being like, I'd love to start the potty.
Yeah.
But you're here.
Because I'll tell you exactly why. After recent feedback with what's been uploaded on the podcast and how it's not being uploaded correctly,
yeah.
I actually have to come in and supervise you doing your job.
So, it is, yeah.
You know, I don't get paid any more for doing it,
no.
But I just have to do it.
It is nice that you have been checking the buffering speed and the upload speed and making sure everything is being uploaded.
Not even the speed, just the upload. Just making sure it's being uploaded.
Yeah, big shout out to those fans that listen and pick up on our errors and let us know.
Thank you, Sergeant.
Thank you, Benny. And which Benny am I talking about? Who knows?
Who knows?
Your name's Benny.
There's Bens in the world.
There are a lot of Bens. Podcast 104.
104, we're knocking on the door.
We
of 105, staying alive.
No more.
Then 106, we'll beat the tricks.
Look, coming up, an incentive to get vaccinated. For us Aussies to roll up our sleeves. They tried something over in the States. It was very successful. And my sleeves are literally rolled up now saying, jab me everywhere.
With
I
what?
I can say that, can't I?
With what?
The vaccine.
The needles.
Yeah.
Andy, also on the podcast, I love this.
Yeah.
When neighbours attack neighbours.
Oh.
I think it's hilarious because you have to live together.
Yeah.
I just don't get it.
Yeah.
But I love it when it comes up. We'll talk about neighbours having a go at neighbours.
Enjoy the podcast. Mate, first phone, how old were you and what was it?
So I was 13 or 14.
Oh, you're a bit older.
A bit later.
Yeah.
Mum and Dad were very good at keeping me away from that stuff.
Good.
And it was like a Nokia 3310.
Classic.
It was just a nothing phone.
Iconic.
And I remember going on an excursion to Melbourne to Galactic Circus.
Good.
And I was on the car, the Daytonas.
Yep.
And it slipped out of my pocket.
Oh, no dramas at all. Those things were built like bricks.
Yeah. But then I'd walked off and forgotten it. And because phones back then were just like, whatever, they were in your pocket.
Yeah, you play Snake, that's
it. I remember calling it and someone picking up the phone going, ha, 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 it's gone now.
Oh.
And I obviously didn't get a phone for a long while. Dad wasn't too happy.
Really?
Yeah.
That's such a dog move.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, back in the day, losing your phone wasn't that big of a deal because there's nothing on it. Like, there's messages
correct.
And like a game of Snake.
That's exactly right. I had the Alcatel where you could literally like clip off the face of it and change the color of the phone. I bought it off my sister because it was her first phone.
Alcatel.
Yes.
Alcatel.
Super random. And you could change the color of the mobile.
I've never seen one before.
Never seen an Alcatel?
No.
Well, they didn't really stay in the market too long, which probably goes to show why you've never heard of it.
Wow.
But a list of phones have come out by loveantiques.com of the 10 most valuable mobile phones. Now, I'm talking dating back, like old school mobile phones.
Mm.
Have you heard of the Nokia Sapphire 8800? I always get confused how Nokias have their numbers. I've got a photo of it.
I'm going to pull them up. Oh, no, I haven't. No, I haven't
seen
one.
So the Sapphire.
It's like a little slider.
The slide up and down.
Yeah. No, I haven't seen one.
That is actually worth between £500 to £2,000.
Whoa.
For an old phone.
That's great.
The Nokia 7700. I don't know how to say the numbers. Is that right?
How much is that?
7,000.
Oh, that's like a little, it's like a little
it's a
Nintendo
brick.
Wii.
Oh, it's like
no Wii, a DS.
It's almost like a BlackBerry. Remember
BlackBerries
as well?
It's pretty. That looks pretty up to date, like a smartphone.
£1,000 to £2,000.
Wow.
Yeah. The Motorola 8000X. Now this must have been one of the first mobile phones, because this thing is a brick. Like it actually.
Oh wow! It looks like the old school. Like that's the car phone.
It's one. Yes.
Looks like a car phone.
But it's massive. Coming in at the most expensive phone. Now, I had one of these in year 12.
You had this phone?
I had this phone, and I reckon I would have been one of the only kids at school. Got it from America.
Did you get picked on?
Got it from America. No, not one of the Motorolas. The one that's coming in at number, mate, the one that's coming in at number one spot, most valuable phone.
What is it?
The first ever iPhone 1.
Oh.
Over £10,000.
For an iPhone 1.
So it didn't work in Australia. So I had to get a bloke to, it was called like jailbreak it.
Yeah.
Oh, you know this.
Jailbreak. Yeah, everyone jailbreaks their phone.
Do they?
Because they got, you get free apps and stuff.
So yeah, for my phone to work in Australia, it had to be jailbroken. And I was like, this sounds so illegal.
So what did you do with the phone?
I don't know where it is, but I have one somewhere.
You and need to go through your mum's house.
It's worth over pretty much $20,000.
Whoa.
And I had one in year 12, so back in 08.
Let's find it and let's sell it for the show.
Show phone, sell
show
it.
Show phone, and we both get the profits.
Doesn't seem fair.
No, it does.
I'll tell you what, if you can find it, I'll split that it with
finder's
you.
Finder's fee.
Yes.
Nice.
I like it.
Your mum doesn't need to know I'm coming over.
No, not at all.
Good morning, Andy, and good morning to all your wonderful neighbours.
Love them.
You love your neighbours.
I do, and we were saying this before.
I mean, not all of them, except, you know, the one that's,
You're an idiot. I said to you, we've had street parties. We're talking about having a Christmas party and all getting together. I think we're very lucky that everyone is sort of on the same page that, yeah, you can go and do your own thing. But also when we do street gatherings, everyone gets involved.
Yeah, it's nice. You know, it's nice that you can do that with your neighbours. I mean, personally, I've got friends, but, you know, you can do whatever you like.
Sorry, my neighbours are my friends. So back off. Because I've got no other friends.
I love a neighbourhood brawl. I think it's hilarious when people don't realise that you live next to these people.
So awkward.
And it's awkward to bring things up. Mm. So just don't.
Yeah.
Just leave it alone. Unless it's really pressing, leave it alone.
And you feel like this happens a lot with like noise complaints.
Yep.
You feel like they write notes being like, hey, you kept me up, or you've got a dog that does this, or your car's being parked out the front of my place, and all this type of paraphernalia.
Yeah. And I, with the noise complaints, I reckon it's a knock on the door. Like it's a, hey,
no.
Like things get a bit loud.
No.
Is there any reason?
You leave it.
It might. It's not a note is what I'm saying.
I think you'd gauge it. If it's happening every night, then maybe it's a polite, hey, look, this is what's going on. If it's a Saturday and Sunday or a Friday, remember before I used to get along with my neighbours when I lived in that rental property?
Yeah, and you didn't get along with them.
Oh, my goodness. Made that guy move out of his house.
What over-dramatisation that was.
What are you doing?
A Sydney suburb has been in disarray after someone left a note on the street and said, we notice you park this vehicle frequently in this area in spaces that are not designated parking spaces and often unsafe for people entering or leaving the street.
How can it be unsafe if it's a parking spot?
Many residents in this street have challenges with access to convenient parking, but we do not, but don't need the inconvenience, rah, rah, rah.
So this sounds like, so someone's, what they're doing is they're parking in this street, going to work for the day by the sounds of it, and then coming back collecting their car.
Yeah. And look, it's street parking.
It's fair game.
It's absolutely fair game.
Unless it's permits, because sometimes in Melbourne and Sydney, they've got the permit section.
But even still, they get a fine for that.
Yeah.
Like, if they call the council, that person will get fined. Anyway, the person wrote back, and this is what I love.
Hang on, but where did they leave it? On their car when they went to work for the day?
Well, by the looks of it, it looks like it's been pinned to a telephone pole. So that they haven't touched their car.
This is my rebuttal.
So they never pinned it back.
You love it.
To the person who left this note, go and live somewhere else with a garage. Parking is tight around this area. So if you live here, learn to share it with others. Stay safe and have a happy weekend.
Now, the awkward thing is, they know what car you drive.
Oh, don't they?
And you don't want to be upsetting them when they technically hold the power.
They know exactly where you are.
Where are my four tyres? Well, I shouldn't have upset the neighbours, I guess. Benny, you and I, we've been playing the lotto for, I reckon, nearly a year.
It would be very close.
And I was so dumb. I genuinely thought we would be millionaires by now.
I just thought it was going to happen. You just had to be in it to win it.
I thought
literally
everyone plays the jackpot nights when they're 40 million.
Yeah.
No one plays the nights when they're like a one mil or 2 mil.
Yeah.
And I was like, if we're playing every week,
We'll get one.
We're a sure thing.
Have to get one.
Not the case. The most I've won is probably close to $12.70 or something.
Money back.
Yeah, well, not even money back. I haven't won the $24 one.
Haven't you?
I've won the one below that where it's half the ticket.
Yeah, the $24 one's good because it gets you a bit excited because I get it direct debited. So when the weeks that I don't get it direct debited, I'm like, ooh, did daddy have a win?
Oh, yeah. It comes directly out of your account, but it stays in the Lot app, the wins.
Yeah. The wins do. But then I, like every week when I get a notification that money's come out, I know that I didn't win.
Yeah.
Because I've got to pay for the ticket.
Well, Hawaii, they're doing a different type of lottery. So over in Hawaii, there you can win goats and people want them. So there's 700 goats that are living in a national park. The Hawaii Department of Land and Natural Resources saying that the goats need to be rounded up at the Honolulu National Historical Park. The department will distribute these animals to permitted members of the public. So what you need to do is you need to go in a lottery.
Yep.
And if your number's drawn out, you can take between 20 to 50 goats.
So, right, okay.
Now, you do have to have those applying for the permits or the tickets, you have to have access to a 16-foot enclosure horse trailer. That's the only requirement.
So you need to be able to transport the goats if you win.
Yeah. And once you've got the... So that's what you're playing for.
So that's like a small syndicate sort of thing. They're the ones that not everyone's going in.
Yeah, but people are going in them.
No, I know, but it's like not everyone's going to put their money into... Do you buy a lotto ticket?
Yeah, well, you'd buy the ticket.
For how much?
No idea.
Because I wonder what how much you would pay for a goat, how many weeks you would go. Because, like, you know... Lotto terms, I'm paying $24 a week to get a ticket.
Yeah.
So I can do that for my lifetime. And still, if I won the jackpot of 20 mil,
I'm still going to make money. It pays itself off. Yeah.
I wonder what the rate between tickets and goats are. How many goats do you win? The jackpot?
Between 20, but no more than 50.
Wow. Oh, so it's just as many as you can
take. It depends on how big your trailer is. How big's your trailer?
How many goats can you take home? What did I win? We're not really sure. We're working out the trailer size. It's between 20 and 50. Tell you what, the internet does not miss. Undefeated in its time.
Mm.
It sees a target. It hits
Attacks.
That target.
Oh, absolutely
and then
it does.
The people come.
I've got no idea what you're talking about.
I know. And I'll tell you what I'm talking about right now. You would have seen in the week Richard Branson has orbited the Earth.
Oh, did he actually do it?
He got out into space.
So I knew there was a bit of hype going around with him going to space, but I didn't really get too invested in it.
I like how he said, there's a bit of hype around him.
Oh, there was a little bit.
Yeah, because the guy's in space. Like, it's still very uncharted territory. We're trapped on this globe.
What I don't understand is he...
Not disc.
He,
It's not flat is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. But a lot of people, I feel like they try to get to space, but their rockets seem to explode.
Well, I guess it's...
Why was his fine?
Well, he's got a lot of money. But also, I guess it's more... Yeah,
that's so
it's
bizarre.
Pretty amazing that he's quite old.
Didn't he raffle off tickets as well?
To get on there.
Yeah, for like 18-year-old kids to jump on the spaceship.
Yeah, not sure. I'm not sure how he can do that, because don't you need a lot of training to be an astronaut?
I think you do.
He took a photo with Elon Musk. Big day ahead. He posted it to Twitter. Big day ahead. Great to start the morning with a friend, feeling good, feeling excited, feeling ready. So watch hashtag Unity22.
I couldn't think of anything worse. Well, going to space. I'd hate it.
I'll tell you something worse. The photo is the two of them just in a kitchen.
Yep.
And it's a pretty harmless photo if you want to jump online and have a bit of a look at it.
Mm.
And what everyone's pointed out is that they can't believe that they have so much money between the two of them and they're rocking those kitchen cabinets. So they've really taken to town on their kitchen cabinetry because it's just brown wooden doors without these, like, they kind of look like skateboard wheels for handles.
Yeah, yeah.
And the internet has absolutely ripped them apart. To have $1 billion and those cabinets, what's the point?
Yeah, okay. And sort of the tiles on the splashback are very
old. Oh, okay, mate. You've not really really going for it, aren't you?
No. But
I mean, righto, interior designer 101.
I'm also thinking it might not be their house.
It's Richard Branson's rental.
I was thinking it could be an Airbnb. Yeah, right. So as if they're investing money in a rental.
The guy's worth $4.9 billion. If he's got a rental, surely he can spruce the kitchen up a little bit.
Yeah, but also he's wearing jeans and joggers.
They both don't look like they have a cent between them, do they?
You'd walk
These
past-
are the two richest, brightest men on the earth. Elon doesn't even have his shoes on.
Say no more. Benny, I want to talk about COVID. I feel like it is sort of in your face at the moment.
It's definitely there, yeah.
And also the vaccine. That's been getting a fair thumping on the news.
The old vax.
A lot of people saying there's not enough vaccine. Then we're sending vaccine overseas to Vietnam, the Philippines, all that type of stuff. Do you get Pfizer? Do you get AstraZeneca? Who knows? I've got no idea.
It's a bit of a lucky draw, a bit of a lucky dip. Which one do you get?
Well, yeah.
Because you start, like, we just don't have enough, do we?
No, but then we're sending AstraZeneca back overseas.
Because AstraZeneca has a shelf life.
Is that why?
Yeah, so...
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's the one that has a shelf life, how you have to get rid of it within a week or whatever.
Now,
they're the ones that you can... Even if you're not in a... like, you know how there's limits on who can get it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you just walk into a GP...
You can get
your AstraZeneca. And say, hey, I'd like an AstraZeneca. And if they have it...
You'll
I'm
get
pretty
it.
Sure they'll give it to you.
Well, I think there's a bit of uncertainty around, you know... side effects and things like that. So not as many people are getting the vaccine. And a lot of people were feeling that way in America. So what they did in America, they thought they would organise a lottery offering $6.7 million as an incentive to get vaccinated.
Whoa. So everyone that got vaccinated got a ticket in the lottery.
Got a ticket in the lottery and it would be $6.7 million.
Now, Australia's not past doing this as well.
Well,
they're
mate,
looking into it.
That's what I wanted to get into. In America, the lottery saw vaccine rates rise by 49%. Now,
Whoa. The
idea has been floated around in Australia, and Tab Corp, which is sort of the main lottery betting agency, have jumped on board saying they're willing to host and encourage people to get the vaccine.
That's phenomenal.
It is so good. They're saying to date, over 9 million Australians have been vaccinated against COVID-19. We've got 25 million people in Australia.
How stiff for those that have already been vaccinated? Like, sorry, you get nothing except, I guess, a bit of good health.
Can you get just sort of half a dozen jabs?
Just keep going
get
back.
Get six entries?
No, I swear I haven't got it.
I need one more, please. Now, Benny, we got to wrap this thing up. We've got to get out of here. We've got appointments to attend. No, we don't have any appointments because it's COVID. We're going home. We're doing the right thing. We're getting back into lockdown. Mm. So what we need to do is this.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week.
Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house. As long as I'm covered up.
Benny, big thought this week.
Huge. You've been stewing on this for so long. You said to me at the top of the show, you're like, look, let me do the thought. Mm-hmm. I've had one that's been stuck in my brain.
I would love to know. My thought is, we're in, here in Australia, or Victoria, I guess you could say, we're in lockdown.
Mm.
I would love to know the amount of hours each household is within their home. So, like, obviously there would be billions of houses.
Mm.
What is the total time over the course of the lockdown that we're inside under a roof?
No, it's probably 24 hours because we have to stay inside.
No, but you can go outside and garden.
Do you know what I think we should do in this time?
Yeah.
We should have a couple of earth hours. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No idea.
So earth hour is once a year and it encourages people for 1 hour to turn their lights off.
Because, turn the podcast off when it starts.
No, because you can listen to your podcast. That's fine. It doesn't consume your power on you.
Yeah, come on, hurry up.
But everyone at home doing nothing. Like we have no obligation to be anywhere. On the weekend, you should just do an hour because it saves so much. You're not into this, and I hate that because it's such a good idea.
Yeah, well, we can do it if you want. Maybe we'll discuss it next time on the podcast.
It's not something you and I decide, you idiot.
Like and subscribe. We'll see you next Monday, or you can go back and listen to all our old stuff. See ya.
Bye.
Weekend breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K-Rock 955.